me.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
All right, how many of you believe what that song says, that Jesus loves me? You all believe that? So, when you know that somebody loves you, do you believe what they tell you?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. When you know that dad and mom love you, you pay attention, well, most of the time, like I say. If you have friends in church that you know love you, when they tell you something, you... at least we try to pay attention to what they say. Today, I want to talk a little bit about what Jesus said about ears. Anybody hear Brother Emmanuel say anything this morning about ears? Ears that can hear. He said it when he prayed, and before that, he mentioned something about ears as well. So how many of you brought ears today? How many did you bring?
Two.
Two, very good. Did you know that Jesus said there are some ears that don't hear? So, every once in a while, there's somebody in children's class that looks like they're not listening. Why do you think they're not listening? It's because they got busy whispering to their friends or looking at something else. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 15, actually in verse 11, here, we'll get another chair. Here you go. Why don't you scoot over, Joshua? Actually, jump over in this chair. Now you can sit right here. Mm-hmm. Can you get through there? We'll squeeze you in there. There you go. Perfect. Jesus was talking to a group of people, and he talked to them in a parable, and his disciples said, why are you always teaching in parables? And Jesus said, because some people, they can't hear. In verse 15, listen carefully, Jesus said, for this people's heart is wax gross. What do you think of when you think of gross? Like?
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Good answer. How many of y'all have a dog that runs around your house? You ever out there running around in the grass in your bare feet and all of a sudden it goes squish? That's gross, right? It's pretty nasty. Or when something gets left in the back of the fridge for too long and you pull it out and it's got all green and fuzzy. That's pretty gross, isn't it? Well, what do you think Jesus meant when he said, this people's heart is wax gross, it's a process. Waxing means it's becoming that way, or it has become. And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand. So I'll try to make this easy to understand. If you look in the Hebrew, that word gross means it's getting dark. Now, you all know what it looks like when there's a thunderstorm coming and there's a black cloud that's moving in and gets all dark over your house. It looks pretty scary. That's one meaning. It gets dark and gloomy. And the other meaning is it's gotten fat. We had meat chickens one time, and these chickens grew really fast, and they got so fat they couldn't walk. And all they did was sit in the mud and wait for more food to be brought. They're so fat, they've become stupid. And that's the idea of people's hearts become so fat that they can't receive what's coming to them. And so, to illustrate, can I squeeze through here? Step in here. I brought some pictures. I tried to find pictures that represent certain things. So I want you all to hold this, but keep it turned towards yourself. until I ask you to turn it around. And not necessarily the best representation of what I wanted to talk about, but I think we'll get the picture, so to speak. So, thinking about somebody's life or their heart being either dark or so full that they can't hear. Let's go with number one. Wolf, can you turn yours around? Can everybody see that?
No.
Can you see what it is?
Gorilla.
It's a gorilla. This picture, I want it to represent anxiety. If there was one of these walking around in here, would you be a little anxious? I mean, these things up here is probably this tall when he's walking. There's different sizes. But they're pretty scary animals. And this picture is to represent anxiety. Now, if you're anxious because you're scared of a big animal walking around, it's kind of hard to hear, isn't it? So these people that were listening to Jesus, some of them were probably wondering what would happen if they really paid attention to what he said. Okay, Arrow, turn yours around. Now, I couldn't find a fierce-looking bear, so I had to go with a picture of a gentle-looking bear. But it's a bear, mama bear with a cub. Does anyone know how dangerous mama bears, either grizzly bears or polar bears, are with a cub?
Yeah.
Are they dangerous? Yeah, they're typically very dangerous. So if you were outside walking around and you saw a mama bear with a cub, would you be scared? Yes. So this picture is to represent fear. Some of the people that were listening to Jesus were afraid of what people would say if they really paid attention to Jesus and changed what they did. So what's the next one? David?
Shark.
A shark. Again, I couldn't find a very fierce-looking shark, so I had to go with a happy-looking shark. But the reason he's happy is because he's just about to bite somebody in two, I think. If you notice, the little fish down here, how scared they look, that one there is actually sweating by the looks of it. They're scared. So that represents terror. Like if someone told you to go for a swim in the ocean and you were convinced there was a shark in there, you'd probably, good word to describe your feelings is you'd be terrified probably. There were people that heard Jesus that knew that they would be hated. So they probably had some terror. So these are kind of all the same, anxiety, fear, terror. But those are some reasons that people fail to hear what Jesus had to say. All right, Abe, turn yours around. Ah, oh, what is that? Can everyone see it?
No.
Fisherman?
Yes.
Fisherman.
That's fisherman. Is there anything wrong with going fishing?
Nope.
No.
No? How about you all? Do you think there's anything wrong with going fishing?
No.
Do you think, there's something wrong with going fishing when it's time to go to church?
Nope.
No? Yes? Yes, good, good. You're thinking there. So sometimes what makes so that we can't hear instructions is because we've gotten too involved in doing something that's not a bad thing to do. I like fishing, and it's an enjoyable thing to do and get some good food out of it. But if we get so involved in our hobbies that that's all we think about, it's kind of hard to hear what Jesus says, or it's kind of hard to hear what our parents say when we're so busy thinking about what we'd rather be doing. Okay, Nate, what's yours? That's kind of a silly picture. It's a panda bear on a llama, and what does he have?
Radio.
He has a radio or stereo, and that's a what?
Sloth.
A sloth. Okay, we have a sloth on a llama.
With a radio.
With a radio or a stereo, and y'all see that over there? Looks kind of silly, but that to me,
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? This picture represents pleasure. Now, it's not wrong to listen to some music, and it's probably not wrong to ride on a llama, but this is picture represents someone that is so taken up with pleasure and having fun. Music, technology, just so busy, so involved, their life is full with that kind of interest. And it's really hard. Let me see, how many of you like to read? Yep. Yeah, you like to read. Or how many of you have watched DVDs or movies that talk about nature and very interesting things to learn about nature? How many of you, when you're in the middle of that, always hear when mom says, hey, time to come wash dishes? Do you usually hear her right away? No, I would imagine that likely mom has to say it maybe two or three times, and maybe she has to go, hey, listen, I'm talking to you. That's because you're so busy with pleasure. And that's how some of these people were that Jesus was talking to. Their hearts were fixed on pleasure. And so their hearts got fat, remember? So fat that it's almost like they were stupefied, like those chickens that could only think about eating. So hearts packed with pleasure. Okay, Silas, turn yours around. And what is that?
It's like a unicorn.
A unicorn.
Jumping over a rainbow.
Yes. Has anyone ever seen a unicorn?
No.
No. Has anyone ever seen a unicorn jumping over a rainbow?
No.
Nobody ever saw that? Well, where do you think this picture came from then? Where did it come from?
Somebody
drew it. But what, did they copy it from something real? So where did they get it? Fiction. Fiction is someone's imagination. Our imaginations, when we love thinking about things that aren't real, we like, this usually has all kinds of glitter and fun and shiny stuff to it. When we get wrapped up in thinking about, we like to imagine exciting things, our mind can get so busy with imaginations that washing dishes or other types of obedience get way too boring, because we want to think about exciting stuff. And I think that's why some people don't hear Jesus, is because they're so busy imagining really exciting things and don't want to talk about real life. Okay, Andrew, what do you have? Oh no, what is that?
Witch.
Yes. Remember what I said about one of the definitions of gross is dark and evil. Some people cannot hear Jesus because evil is in their hearts. That represents someone who enjoys and uses the power of Satan. Who is Satan? He is our enemy. He's the devil. He's our enemy. He wants to destroy people, not bring them life like Jesus does. And so Jesus says some people have evil in their hearts, and that is why they cannot hear his voice. So when you think about those, I think we probably could all say that sometimes we find either fear or hobbies or pleasure or imaginations get in the way of us hearing. All right, can I scoot through here again? Try not to trip on you. And so in my mind, those pictures all represent reasons why people don't hear. And they represented reasons, I think, that people couldn't hear Jesus. So, and like I said, not all of those things are bad. It's good to use our imaginations at some times, but it can run away from us. And so it's not all bad, but Jesus told the disciples, he said something to them. He said, blessed are your ears, for they hear. Or blessed are your eyes, because you see. And so what was the difference between the disciples and the other people? We're going to use our imagination a little bit to say the other people heard Jesus' words, but they were afraid, they were anxious, or they were so busy, they had plans, they had things they wanted to do, they wanted to get back to fishing. And so their minds and their hearts were too full of other stuff. They couldn't hear what Jesus was saying. It didn't hit their hearts. But the disciples said, wait, what? What does that mean? And so I want us to think about doing that as well when our parents, first of all, speak to us, is that we don't let all these things in our hearts and in our minds stop us from hearing. And most importantly, that we don't let the stuff in our hearts keep us from hearing what Jesus has to say. That's the most important part. Now, I think all of you would say that your parents love Jesus, right? Yeah, your parents love Jesus. So when your parents give you instructions, they are working out of their relationship with Jesus. So at this point, most importantly, hear your parents and hear their direction. And doing that will equip you to hear the direction from your parents as well. So hopefully these pictures kind of help us understand some of the things that keep us from hearing. Y'all can pass those here to me. And we're going to get rid of this one because we're not going to have anybody glorify anything evil. But all of these others, I made copies. And after church, you can come and pick out one or several and take them along home to color if you would like. There's a whole stack of them here. So after the service is over, if you'd like to, pick out one and color it and see if your mom will let you put it on the fridge. Do a good job. And then you can look at that and you can think about Jesus talking about ears. Ears that hear or ears that don't hear. So if you get one and you come back a little later and there's still more here, you can take more than one if you'd like to. So after the service, you can do that. Thank you all for coming and helping. And thank you, children, for listening. Let's just have a word of prayer and then you can go back to your parents. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for what you tell us in your word. Thank you for pictures that we can use that help us to understand the things that block our hearts and minds from hearing what you have to say. So God, bless each one of these children. Help us all, big or small, to hear your voice and to pay attention to what you tell us so that you can guide us in the way of truth and light and eternal life. Help us to not let Satan lead our hearts astray with pleasure or fears or evil, but rather help us to recognize that, to turn away from it, and to let you have our ears and our eyes in our hearts so that we can experience your life and your love in us and also have that come out of our lives to others. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats.